Hi, welcome to Veerdas's podcast, episode 6. Now I know what you're thinking. Oh, is he still doing this? Really? Another hat? Now he's just forcing stuff underneath that dully lamp. Like watching Charles Sobhraj take a dump. So let's begin with our top story of the week segment we like to call Big Shit. It's Battleground Bihar elections, or should I say the roast of Bihar. The news channels were like, it's Battleground Bihar. And the politicians were like, it's all about Bihar. And the Biharis were like, "Are ye kya ho raha hai? Wo Ajay Devgan kidhar hai?" So here's kind of how it went down. First pictures of Nitish Kumar and a tantric showed up. And Nitish Kumar was like, "Yeah, I don't even know that guy. I mean, I was like really drunk. But he had nice eyes." Then Modi accused Nitish Kumar of voodoo tantra mantra and said he should change his party name to Jadu Tona Party. And the crowd was like, "Ooh, snap." Except it's Bihar, so... Snap. Then he called Lalu Prasad Yadav's daughter a bichari beti. And the crowd was like, oh, hell no. Except it's Bihar, so... Narkwa. And Lalu Prasad Yadav came back with,
Modi ji, mahila suraksha ke baare mein baat mat kijiye, aap apni pad ke raksha kijiye.
And everybody else was like,
ooh, Lalu, is he okay?
And Lalu Prasad Yadav went on to say,
ya pradhan mantri nahi, prachar mantri hai. Ye sarkar nahi, nukkad sabha chalate hain.
And everybody else was like, there he is. Lalu. Then Modi called Nitish Kumar's alliance the Three Idiots Alliance. And Nitish was like,
am I Amir?
And Lalu was like,
all is well.
And Nitish came back by saying, why doesn't Modi ji talk about Vyapam and Lalit Modi? And the crowd was like, boom! Except it's Bihar, so boom. Then Rahul Gandhi joined in and said,
the PM should stop lying and start working.
And the crowd was like, in the house. Except it's Bihar, so.
Ekto ghar.
And then Rahul went home. And Nitish went home. And Lalu went home. And Modi went to the airport, or as he calls it, home. And the crowd was like, this is such a disaster. We're just getting taken advantage of and they're just going to cast us aside eventually. Except it's Bihar, so. Let's move on to everything else that happened in the week segment we like to call Quick Shit. So Underworld Don Chota Rajan got arrested. Oh yes. And everybody was excited for a while. Right? NDTV was like, Chota Rajan has been arrested. And Times Now was like, Chota Rajan has been arrested! And the newspapers were like,
Flipkart, Amazon,
Snapdeal. No, but apparently Chota Rajan's real name is Rajendra Sashadev Nikalje. But he was traveling under the alias Mohan Kapoor. I'm sorry. How do you go from Rajendra Nikalje to Chota Rajan to Mohan Kapoor? Because you know, all three names have slightly different impacts.
Rajendra Nikalje will f*** you up, man.
Yeah, right. Lol. Chota Rajan will f*** you up, man.
I'm so sorry. Please don't kill me.
Mohan Kapoor will f*** up, man.
But I paid my taxes.
So this week, ladies and gentlemen, there was an earthquake in the Hindu Kush. And before I proceed, I should let the right-wingers know Hindu Kush is an area in Afghanistan, not the BJP's manifesto. It was a big earthquake, ladies and gentlemen, 7.5 on the Richter scale. Let's quickly take you through what the scale looks like. There's a 0.5. Did you fart? There's a 1.
Hey, Macarena.
There's like a 2.5.
Afrojack is amazing!
There's a 4.0.
Are you guys feeling this?
Then there's a 5.
Hashtag shitty.
And then there's anything greater than a 7.
Did we piss off America?
This might be my favorite story of the week. British and Chinese security forces clashed during President Xi Jinping's state visit last week when a Beijing-based spy tried to get into the Queen of England's royal carriage. Yes, the Queen was left without a scratch, so don't worry. It's kind of ironic, because the last time Britain and China clashed with each other, she was left without Hong Kong. But what would a Chinese spy possibly need to know from the Queen of England in 5 seconds' time?
Hello?
Oh, hello? What a sweet little Chinaman.
Okay, tell me, you and Winston Churchill, little more than meets the eye, eh?
Oh, I will f*** you up, my friend.
I translator for Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping? Is that like a laptop or an iPhone?
Xi Jinping, Chinese leader you just met.
Oh, that fellow. I thought he was just building a railroad.
This is cool. Nawaz Sharif met Obama this week, ladies and gentlemen, and much though India feared it, Pakistan came out of the meetings without getting a nuclear deal, without F-16s, without talks on Kashmir, but they did get funds for the Diamir Bhasha Dam. So, I'm sorry, but to very quickly summarize, this is kind of how the talks went.
Can we get a nuclear deal?
Nope.
Can we get F-16?
Nope.
Can we talk about Kashmir?
Nope.
Damn!
Alright, we'll give you one damn. This is a heartwarming story, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's fallen in love with Geeta, the deaf and mute girl who was stuck in Pakistan, who finally came home after a long, long time. Now, she met Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who announced rupees 1 crore to Pakistan's Edhi Foundation, which had taken care of Geeta during her over decade-long stay in that country. I just want to point out to the trolls, your leader just sent 1 crore. But on behalf of all the open-minded people here, Geeta, I just wanted to say to you, next up, ladies and gentlemen, very cool story. Shiv Sainiks in Delhi stormed the performance of a Pakistani play and were then forced out of the auditorium by a crowd of theatre goers in Noida. I didn't even know we had a Shiv Sena in Delhi. It's like finding out there's water on Mars, except the water hates Mars. How badly do you have to mess up within the Shiv Sena rankings before they post you to Delhi? It's gotta be hard being a Shiv Sainik in Delhi. Jai Maharashtra! Oh, that's cute. North Indians, go home!
Lol.
The Biharis are taking all the jobs.
Yeah.
So?
Hey, what's your name?
Gowde.
No. From today, Bunty.
No, it's Gowde.
Bunty!
Okay, Bunty. In a move that probably makes sense to everybody that lives inside Arvind Kejriwal's head, Arvind Kejriwal has now asked for his own police force. I'm sorry, I just don't believe that a Kejriwal police force is going to be very effective.
I'm going to kill everybody in this room!
Dude, what are you doing? Dude, stop that, that's disgusting, good God!
You nuts, man, I'm trying to commit a crime!
Okay, fine, f*** it, I surrender! Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a new segment. We had asked people on Facebook and Twitter to send us questions that they have about the nation, saying that we would do some research and find the answers. Segment we like to call Ask Shit. This is our first question. Why is dal more expensive than weed? It isn't. A kilo of dal is 200 bucks. A kilo of weed is a lakh and a jail sentence. If your weed costs less than 200 bucks, that's not weed. Stop smoking rat shit. And if you're paying more than 1 lakh rupees for dal, you need to stop smoking so much weed, man. Our next question, why do we love cows more than women? Because hey, loving women doesn't get you political mileage, news headlines and votes. But I like women. This final question scared me, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the question. Why don't people understand that India is built on Hindu values and abide by them? And this brings us to a segment we like to call Serious Shit. Let's talk about Hinduism, ladies and gentlemen. And I know when I say that, there's a couple of reactions that you can have.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't you dare. On your marks, get set, troll. You think that to be an Indian is to be a Hindu. That's the same thing. So today, I'd like to very quickly spell out the differences between India and Hinduism. Let's go. The four pillars of Hinduism are Dharma, Kama, Artha, Moksha. The four pillars of India are Roti, Kapda, Makan and Jugad. Hinduism worships many gods. India worships politicians, fair-skinned Sachin Tendulkar and discounts. Hinduism believes that all living things have a soul. India believes that Dalits are lesser, Muslims are dangerous and Shudras are dogs. Hinduism has the strongest feminine presence of any religion across the world. India rapes a woman every 30 minutes. Hinduism believes that our visitors are gods. India believes that our visitors are, hey sexy madam,
अच्छा
हिंदुइज्म इज अ फेस्टिवल ऑफ लाइट्स.
इंडिया में बिजली नहीं है.
हिंदुइज्म वर्शिप्स आइडल्स. इंडिया वर्शिप्स पीपल हु आर आइडल. हिंदूज लाइक द कलर ऑरेंज. ओ इंडिया लाइक्स द कलर ग्रीन. हिंदूज डोंट किल काउज. इंडियंस किल बिकॉज ऑफ काउज. हिंदूज थ्रो कलर ऑन ईच अदर. इंडियंस थ्रो ब्लैक इंक एंड बिस्लेरी बॉटल्स. नाउ आई नो आई एम इन ट्रबल. आई नो व्हाट यू आर थिंकिंग. ओ डूड यू फ्ड अप. But I just had to say it. So listen, Hinduism is great. Islam is great. Christianity is great. India, not so great right now. So don't confuse what's going on in India with what's going on with Hinduism. It's wrong and it has nothing to do with God whatsoever.